Good morning, everybody. It's WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike. It's 9 o'clock on the dot right here in Boston. I'll be here till 11 a.m. when Something About the Women comes in, and today it's going to be Kirsten, but we've got a couple of things happening before that. Just in a minute or so, I'm going to be talking to the members of Cosmic Landing, at least two of the four members. Cosmic Landing are from Australia, Adelaide, Australia. They're there now, and we're going to chat live. And then after that, at 10 o'clock, we're going to talk to our friend Larry Newman, who is going to be talking about the big show that's going on tomorrow at the Bar Inn in remembrance of the great Asa Brebner. His friends continue to play his songs, and that'll happen tomorrow. And we'll talk about all of that when Larry comes in. But first and foremost, I want to introduce you guys to Robert and Vina from the band called Cosmic Landing. Hi, you guys. You there? Hey, you there? It looks like you're talking and I can't hear you. How come it was just fine before that? Oh, that's pretty crazy. I don't know why. Isn't that something? Oh, I know why. Watch this. I'm going to fix this. It's going to be amazing. Okay. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello. Great. How are you?
All right. I knew you'd be there. Vina, I'm Mike. Nice to meet you.
Yes, you too. How you going?
I'm doing really well. And Robert, nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, you too, Mike.
And I want to tell everybody, I mentioned that you guys are in Adelaide, South Australia, which we figured out by some real fancy math. It's about 15 and a half hours ahead of us in Boston. So it's about 12:30 in the morning on Sunday there.
Yeah, yes, it's early in the morning. And
good morning, everyone.
Yeah, for real, for real. It's almost like a natural time machine. It's like you know what's going to happen 15 and a half hours ahead. So I could like look ahead and I could see like what clothes I chose and go, what's with that shirt? So
yeah, that's right.
It's kind of weird. We could do some weird stuff with that.
Yeah, we can use hindsight.
Yeah, or foresight. I don't know. It depends on where we are.
That's right. That's we can tell you what not to do.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Fantastic. So let's introduce everybody to you a little bit. You've got a really unique kind of a situation going on with your band. It's Cosmic Landing, spelled with K's, K-O-Z-M-I-K, Landing. And you are a retro classic rock and blues band that kind of transports you back to the 70s.
Yes, yes.
We hope.
That's the intention.
Well, I grew up in the 70s. I was born in the 60s. So you guys, I know that you're a little bit younger than I am, which most people are. So did your experiences in the 70s growing up just sort of stick with you, and that's always been your choice?
In a sense, musically, I was quite a young child in the 70s, and I've got elder brothers. I'm one of five, but my two older brothers played played a lot of the 70s music, obviously, and I think that what they played greatly influenced me as I got older. I was always drawn to that sound and to those songs, because let's face it, the best songs were written in the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, I would hope that you would believe that way, since that's the whole concept of the band, but I agree with you. I mean, I was about 10 years old up. I was a teenager in the 70s, and I remember them fondly, you know?
Yeah.
Now, let me just tell everybody that Vina, who was just speaking about hearing those songs played by her brothers, she's the lead singer of this band. And you know, when I hear the band, I think of all kinds of bands. So your vocals certainly remind me of the vocals in the 70s. And when we do some influences a little later, one of your influences is very, very, makes a lot of sense. And the other one's very unique, and it surprised me.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So let's just stick with you, Vina, for a sec. So, so when did you know that? Was it? How old were you when you heard these songs by your brothers? And when did you know that music was more to you than just background noise?
How old was I? I probably was only 7 or 8, but you know, as the years went on and the stereos got better.
Yeah.
And Mum would you know, go shopping for quite a few hours. The boys would just really blast the house with some really cool sounds that I thought, I really love this. And I think it just became sort of part of what I enjoyed listening to.
Part of your DNA.
Yeah, a lot of blues singers and a lot of, you know, especially Led Zeppelin, that was played through the house quite a bit.
Sure. And when did you start singing instead of just listening?
I think I just naturally just sang along, and I just started singing. Back in primary school, we had a thing here as I was growing up in primary school called Let's Have Music, and it was a once a week
radio,
it was broadcast on the radio, and there was a big speaker in each classroom, and we
it was all over Australia, every school
I don't know if you guys had that, but I looked forward to it so much, and a lot of the music was the Beatles and a lot of, you know, some really old, it was just all old stuff, and it was one of my favourite parts of the school week, actually.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic, and it sounds like it's really a, unfortunately, sort of a thing of the past. I don't know that great stuff like that happens anymore.
No, not really.
Well, everyone in the class would have to sing, and it was all popular music.
In fact, I've got the books. We've got quite a few
of the
books.
Got a few of them, yeah.
It's got the written, you know, the notation as well as the lyrics. And a lot of my friends thought it was pretty nerdy and didn't really want to take part and just a mumble. But I was thinking, I actually really like this.
Right. I mean, well, you know, there are people that, like I said, hear music and have to pay attention, all of a sudden you're looking over to it and say, oh, geez, it's not background noise. And there are those who, you know, like my father, who is not like me and just is not a musical person at all.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, all right. His father's a bit like that, actually. He's not interested in music.
Yeah. Yeah, same with me.
I think he appreciates it, but he's not really into it.
Same.
Yeah.
All right, Robert, let's move over to you. Tell us a little bit. I'll just lean back and take a toke of my corn cob pipe and say, tell me about your childhood. When did you start really noticing music in a meaningful way?
I didn't start playing music until I was 14, but
okay.
I always loved music. Like, my brother used to play a lot of, you know, he'd have all the latest stuff, the Back in Black, you know, AC/DC and all the Kiss albums, all that sort of stuff. But my parents also played music constantly, and they used to play it pretty flat out in the house as well. My mum was pretty much cutting edge on whatever was new, what was out there. She was buying those albums. My dad was buying the Beatles albums, the Rolling Stones, all that.
Oh.
My brother was buying everything current in the 70s, and so I had it all coming.
See, that's the best.
It made a big difference to... for me, just growing up, by the time I took to music, it was like a fish to water. You know, it was so easy.
Did you find that listening to music came from the States, or were you pretty current over where you were?
I didn't get into the black blues singers like a lot of the English musos did in the 60s and the 70s, only because I didn't really find out about them until much later. So I was getting into more of the current, what was going on, you know, currently. There was a show on in Australia called Countdown. I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was huge. It was it would always keep you up to date with whatever was new in the world. In those days, only a few bands were actually new at a time. Unlike now, where there's a million new things going on every day. You know, so. It's hard to keep track of it all, but we were always cutting edge in our house.
Mm.
What was out there.
Mm.
So,
but I got into the blues singers and guitarists and stuff later, probably in my late teens.
Okay.
Early 20s.
Okay, so you started, I'm not even going to say late, I mean, probably started when a lot of musicians did in their teens when they started to sort of break out and want independence. Now, in the band, I mentioned that Vina does the lead vocals. Now, besides your composing the tracks and producing the music, you're also the guitarist and the keyboardist. When did you start playing each one of those instruments?
The keyboards, I started at 14. I was a pianist, and I didn't start playing guitar until in my late 20s, I think.
Okay.
So it was a relatively new instrument for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I've only been playing it a couple of years now.
All right. Well, listen.
By the way, no.
Listen, you're pulling it off okay, as far as I can tell.
No, I've been at it for a little while with the guitar.
Yeah.
But the piano gave me a really good base. You know, from the piano, I could really jump on any instrument if I wanted to, but I just find the guitar is the one that really does it for me.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of bass, you are a four-piece, so let's talk about the other band members of two. Bill Karapetis, who plays bass, I believe he's the newest member of the band?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. Yes. He came along to one of our concerts in probably about a year and a half ago, just to see us, and he really liked it. He came up at the end and stood there talking to me for quite a while and expressing his how much he enjoyed it. Then our bass player just so happened to say to us at that time, he was a young fella only in his early 20s, and he said, look, I can't continue in the band. I've got this other band that's touring Australia now, and I won't be able to commit to it. And so we, wished him well. And then I thought, I'm going to ring up Bill because he had played music in the past, but it had been 20 years. He hadn't touched an instrument in 20 years. So he's he's in his late 50s, and he was very apprehensive about coming on board, but he finally did say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just been incredible ever since. Like the amount of time he devotes to it and just how good he's got in such a short time is quite mind-blowing.
I would kind of characterize that as meant to be.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
That's true.
I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
And we'll
from the first jam, it was very apparent.
That's what you want.
That's right. Yeah. And it's exciting when someone actually gets into your own original
music.
And actually practices and puts their own in. So that's fantastic.
Yes.
To have that.
And the fourth member of your band is Neil Williams on drums, who I have to say is a complete monster, the way that he plays the drums.
Oh yeah, he's incredible.
But a gentle monster.
Well,
he's a lovely, lovely guy, but he's an incredible drummer. And I used to be the very first band I was ever in when I was 16 years old. I was the keyboardist, and he'd been a prodigy type drummer from about 5 years old. Played in huge amount of bands, but so by 16 he wanted to change, and he got on the bass, but. For a couple of songs, he used to jump on the drums in a concert. He'd jump on the drums just for the song Moby Dick. So he'd get off the bass and play Moby Dick with our guitarist. And man, could he play. Like, it was just, compared to the drummer that was in the band, it was night and day sort of thing, difference. And he would play Moby Dick nearly identically. And at 16, that's pretty mind-blowing.
I would say so.
And so he's always been a very, very good drummer, and we managed to make contact again, and he heard our music, loved it, and said he'd love to collaborate with us.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So what I want to do and what we want to do is make sure that our listeners get to really hear what it is you do. So before we do that, I want to sort of talk about the impressions in print and what people have said about you. Basically, the consensus is pretty cool, you know, that Cosmic Landing, you seem to have come straight from the 70s. You know, drawing on all those influences, and it's such a great sound that you do. I picked out three different reviews, and I wanna kind of read a little bit from them just to give people a feeling of what people think after they hear you. So the first one is a great publication called Music Interview Magazine. And I'm just going to paraphrase some quotes here. The review said, Cosmic Landing is better than a Red Bull or a triple espresso. There's something comforting and accessible about a rocked out song driven by drums, bass, guitar, and vocals. There's no doubt Cosmic Landing has absorbed the influences of Zeppelin, Joplin, Wolfmother, Alanis Morissette, and on and on. Yet, you're unique, you know, and he said that really what he would describe you as is a well-oiled machine. Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You know,
it's lovely.
Wow. Yep, and back to the thing that sort of people think that you came from that era. Another reviewer said, "Time traveled back to the era I always longed to experience. Last night when I saw Cosmic Landing, it's like Woodstock all over again."
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. And I'll do just one more.
Yep.
The third one said, I feel empowered when I listen to Cosmic Landing. It's like, this is kind of weird, it's like a buried Scud missile that has just been discovered. But explosive, isn't it? And this is what got me. Your music is not like anyone else's. Good song structure, you're in the zone. You've obviously sacrificed the best part of your lives to produce this happiness in your music. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I always think it's really interesting, and I asked you guys to give me some influences that we could play, just to sort, because once we hear the influences and then hear your music, you know, it's very cool to hear the similarities. So Vino was nice enough to give us a couple of these, and I mentioned earlier when I spoke to you.
There were so many that was hard to actually.
It's very hard. I know. Yeah, I appreciate you doing it, but the two that you picked are not necessarily what I would have expected. The first one, and people will hear this certainly when I play your music, Janis Joplin, and Move Over from Pearl. I mean, classic, right? And the voice is classic. And your voice is very much like that. I hear a lot of Janis in what you do. And the second one that you gave us is actually Neil Diamond, which surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Love on the Rocks from the musical soundtrack there. So before I play those... Vina, just sort of let us know how you came to pick those two, and you said it's so hard to pick them. Now, Janis Joplin, when's the first time you heard that?
Oh, Janis, I heard her as a kid, and I thought, what is this? This is crazy. I like it.
Right.
And like I said, one of my brothers especially played Janis, and then as I got older and, you know, could listen to her on my own,
mm-hmm.
I just, she just always struck me as someone so different, so natural, so authentic.
Powerful.
We
used to cover Janis Joplin in our cover band that when Vina and I had a duo. We
did. That was called Airplay.
She would always nail, like, you know, Cry Baby and, you know, what's the other songs that you used to do then?
You know,
it's early in the morning here.
Yes.
Yes.
Cosmic blues. But I just found I liked her voice because it was raw and her sound was very original compared to, you know, there's so many great singers, and so many influences, hard to pinpoint. But she really has stood out. And then as I got older, you know, there was a stage, I think she was the only one I'd listen to. And when our son was born. Our son was born and he was a toddler that, you know, I used to sort of blast the house with her and we protected his ears, so don't worry.
Yeah.
But he just remembers, you know, just dancing to Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
She's just seemed to be such a free spirit, so not caring about what anyone thought, just did her. She just did what came out of her and I love that.
Yeah. Yep. Awesome. I understand.
Trained or, you know, properly trained singer. She was just a very
expressive,
just a natural, yeah, just expressed herself.
There you go.
Way.
All right. Yeah. So moving on to Neil Diamond, was this when you were sort of a little bit older and you got a chance to sort of look around and see who else was singing and producing music?
Yeah, I love a lot of male singers. Predominantly male singers, I think, are my favourites. But I
think your favourite is Robert Plant.
Yeah, Robert Plant, of course.
Mm.
Because you picked,
because I picked two Robert.
I'd go for someone different. I saw the movie, The Jazz Singer.
Sure.
with him in it, and just that
that scene.
Yeah, the scene where he is. There's a band that comes in to sing his song, and they just do a really bad job of it. And then he gets in there to show them how it's done, and that just blew me away. I thought that voice,
the golden voice.
Yeah, just an amazing voice and expressive, you know, and
yep.
Fantastic songwriter. Just he stands out as well. Just yeah, just really does something to me.
Absolutely, and you know, and way before the whole. That movie that Love on the Rocks is from, Neil Diamond is the one of the people who set the standard for for early music and early rock and roll. So, you know, his contribution is never to be questioned. So, all right.
Of course. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for explaining those. I want to play those two songs just to sort of give people a taste of what you're about. I'm going to play Move Over first by Janis Joplin and then Love on the Rocks by Neil Diamond. And we'll be back right here with Cosmic Landing at WMFO.
Love on the rocks, ain't no surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies. Got nothing to lose, so you just sing the blues all the time. Gave you my heart, gave you my soul. You left me alone here with nothing to hold. Yesterday's gone, now all I want is a smile. They say they want you. You need what you need. You can say what you want. Not much you can do when the feeling is gone. Maybe blue skies above, but it's cool when your love's on the rise. Love on the rocks, it ain't no big surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you my lies. Yesterday's gone, and now all I want is a smile.
All right, it's WMFO in Medford. Just heard influences from the band Cosmic Landing. I have Robert and Vina on the phone, all the way, literally live, from Adelaide, Australia. And we just heard Janis Joplin from Pearl in 1971. That was Move Over. Man, you know, the energy of her vocals and stuff is amazing, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, 100%.
It's absolutely crazy. And I'll tell everybody that as we're playing the songs, we're chatting, typing to each other in the background. And when we played Neil Diamond, you know, the commentary was sort of like, how good is this song?
Yeah. It's one of the most beautiful songs I reckon ever written.
It's so, so beautiful. It really is.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys have been busy. I know that your first album, Distant Land, came out in late 2019, but when did the band start, actually?
Well, it was supposed to do our debut concert on March the 21st, but on March the 21st, 2020,
right,
COVID hit Adelaide, and everything got closed down.
Same here, yeah.
We had to wait till August, middle of August or something, for our debut concert.
That's right.
And but the album came out. The album came out in November 2019, right?
Yes. So we sort of started promoting it a bit. We got a, you know, people getting interested. We made videos for Facebook and that sort of stuff, and for a little bit on YouTube, but medium.
Busy.
Yeah, and we got busy, but the concert sort of the thing that we were really wanting to get into, but everything got sort of put on hold.
Not yet.
Yeah, same thing happened here, you know.
Everyone.
Yeah, everything got delayed, debuts of bands and, you know, record releases, the same thing. So your first album, Distant Land, in the end of 2019, how long did it take for those songs to be written? Were they, some of them, like from years ago and you resurrected them and get them on the album? And how did that go? Yeah?
All seven of them were.
Yeah, that's right. They actually, exactly what you just said. It was an album we thought we'd, we collated some of our favourite songs from the past, because Rob and I have been writing way before Cosmic Landing. And we just thought, you know what, let's pick our favourites at the time and get this album, just have something there to
look back on.
To look back on, that's right.
Prosperity.
Okay.
And so that's how that album came to be,
Okay, well, you've been busy, because in 2019, that was your first record. The next one was out in May of 2021, called Welcome to the Journey.
Yes.
Now, those songs, I would imagine, would have been written much closer to the date of the release of the album.
Some of them.
Over half of that album was stuff that we'd written within a year.
Right.
There was about five songs on there that were we had written 15 years ago and recorded 15 years ago.
Ah. Did you re-record them, or did you...
No, we just resurrected the recordings.
I love that.
Quite good recordings. We just didn't get them professionally mixed.
Love that's that. Right. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And just quickly, like, because of the difference in time of, you know, and how that first album came about compared to the second, do you notice a real difference in the songs, songwriting, performing from the second album to the first?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and from those to the current album is a big difference. So I think we do love a lot of our old songs, but I think with any musician out there, you know, you hope that your craft gets
improved.
You know, that's right, improves. And I think you know yourself better, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And we're writing more as a band now than just Vina and I.
I was going to ask you that, yeah.
We are writing the songs. Like Vina and I structure them. And,
that's right.
You know, but then the bass player comes and puts his part in, which is considerable. Like he'll do a very distinct bass line for it. It won't be just play the key notes and that's it. He really does compose something.
Exciting stuff in it.
And our drummer, as you know, as you've noticed.
He, monster.
He just... Yeah, the monster.
Monster comes in.
Yes.
Yeah, and he'll just do something absolutely magical to it. So
he does.
Makes a big difference.
Now, when the lyrics... Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, the guys have got that freedom, which I think they really love because they... I know they love because we're not dictating. No, it's got to go... I mean, you know, Rob might step in as musical director and just...
You should be on G, not on D.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Just correcting a few things, but the boys have got their have got space.
Yeah, and, we give them a lot of freedom to express themselves.
Lots of creativity comes out of that.
So I certainly understand the band members, you know, contributing and getting really into the parts they'll end up playing. But the words themselves, is that something that Vina you come up with first and then you collab with Rob, or how do the vocals, how do the lyrics work?
The lyrics, I am the lyricist of the band.
Okay.
I've been writing lyrics from a very young age, and I have many lyric books, little special books. So the lyrics, more often than not, have been written and are sitting dormant until I hear Rob's riffs on the guitar.
Okay.
And that's how we sort of write.
Okay. Lyrics first.
Lyrics first, most of the time.
Sort of, she's already written lyrics. Like she got books and books of lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll play something, and it'll make her think, "Oh, hang on, I wrote something back in this book." And she'll pull a song up, and then she'll start singing along with what I'm doing, and it will just be perfect.
Because I find that the guitar more than the piano. Rob playing the guitar, I hear the guitar as its own voice. It has its own voice. And I think, when I hear him playing something, it could be just mucking around here in the lounge room. I'm like, I think I've actually got something that's going to work with that. And so from that, the song develops.
Ah, very interesting.
There are times that Rob is playing, you know, or the boys are jamming out, and I'll just sort of spontaneously sing a few lyrics, and then that also is the start of a song. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
In a few different ways, yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I think that we've sort of given everybody a really good background. They know sort of what your influences are like, very interesting influences. And we've picked a whole bunch of songs that span over the three records, all the way from Distant Land to Welcome to the Journey to the latest one called Wanderer. And we've picked a bunch of songs. I want to talk about the first four that we'll play. Just quickly, we're going to play Here Am I, Fall, Winter Get Behind Me, and Give Me Back. If you would, kindly tell us a little bit about each one, and then I'll spin them.
All right. Here Am I. I heard Neil, our drummer, playing, just sort of mucking around before we got started in a jam. And I said, could you do that again? And he started doing it again, and then I came up with the riff. And Vina then sang the opening lyrics for the song, like, straight off the bat.
That's right, yeah.
It was just this random thing that just sort of happened in the session. Lucky I had the recording.
I meant to be.
Our iPhone.
Yeah.
The next one was Fall. Yep. Was the first real rocky song that we did that Neil collaborated and we recorded and we put a lot of effort into. So that was sort of a landmark song for us as a whole band. What was the next one? Winter Get Behind Me.
Winter Get Behind Me.
It's very Joplin-esque.
That's a very... we've written a few bluesy numbers, but that one, I think, has become our sort of favourite, and we've had a good response with that one. That one came about, I'm just trying to think. I know I had the words already. I just think you guys were...
That was just you and me.
Just, I think that was, yes, Rob and I, and we brought that to the band way back. So, but that's really become, blues. When I say blues, we always end up rocking it at the end anyway.
Oh, yeah, right. My version is always got a little bit more in it.
It's a good fun, that song, a lot of fun.
And the last one was Give Me Back, wasn't it?
Yes.
And Give Me Back was one that I wrote, guitar-wise, about 20 years ago. And I'd always play it because the opening... You'll hear when the opening section sort of nearly sounds like a keyboard, but it's an actual guitar. The guitar, and I always would do it when I'm mucking around on the guitar, and then Vina just come up with these lyrics. But now it's become a bit more like a prog rock piece where it goes through different phases, and those phases came. There was a few years gap between all of them getting discovered before we pieced them all together.
Yeah, I see.
It's supposed to take you on, we hope it does, take you on a bit of a journey.
Okay, I think so. So listen, I'm excited to share these with the audience. Just to review, we're going to hear Here Am I, Fall, Winter Get Behind Me, and then Give Me Back. This is Cosmic Landing right here on WMFO.
Take me now, make me understand something new.
right, it's WMFO in Medford, back with Robert and Vina from Cosmic Landing. We just heard a bunch of you guys' music. We started with Here I Am, heard Fall, and Winter Get Behind Me. And I'm sure everybody out there can understand the influences and how close they are to how your actual music turned out. It was just fantastic, you guys.
Cheers, thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. So, of course, on the radio, we're running out of time. So what I want to do is give people a chance to hear one more song from your latest record called Wanderer.
Yes.
This one is going to be called Wretched Soul. Tell us a bit about Wretched Soul and about Wanderer in general.
Yeah, well, Wanderer is our latest album, which we're really happy with, actually. A bunch of new songs there, except for the last one, which is called Something Happening, which is a song Rob and I wrote over 20 years ago and revived. But yeah, this song sort of brings a bit of a freshness to Cosmic Landing. Wretched Soul is, it's just, I just love playing, singing it. I find it's a very sort of emotional, gutsy song that I think that mankind could identify with. You know, we strive for perfection, but we fall short. it's just a really great song to play.
Yeah.
Quite bluesy. It's got a very...
blues rock.
Quite a strong bluesy feel to it. So, we hope that you enjoy it. And I hope that you enjoy the album too.
Our daughter's coming home.
Someone's coming home.
I heard something there, yeah. So would you say that Wanderer is much more of a rocky blues album than previously?
I think they've all been rock blues albums.
Sure.
Some people would say that it's not as rocky as the earlier stuff.
All right.
But I think Wanderer is a pretty good, decent rock album.
Yeah, for sure.
But you can always hear that blues influence. It's not, we're definitely not a metal band.
No. And the 70s reference and feeling and style is certainly there. Okay, so let's hear Wretched Soul and then we'll come back and we'll say goodbye.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, thanks, you guys. Say hi to your daughter for me.
Thank you so much, Mike.
All right, we'll be back in just a few.
We will.
All right.
Winds are changing direction. Lord, I know I'm far from perfection. Your leaves are overflowing. Only you are ever knowing. I can't count on my feelings. Every day I am reeling. I can't stop believing. You tell the darkness now I'm leaving. Oh, won't let me go. I've got this wretched soul. Well, only you know.
WMFO Medford. All right, it's 9:58 in the morning. We just heard the last selection that we can do today, unfortunately, from Cosmic Landing, from their latest record called Wanderer. That was Wretched Soul. Thank you so much, you guys. I really appreciate you doing this. I know what time it is there. It's probably about 1:30 in the morning, right, on Sunday.
It is, yeah.
It is, but we appreciate you taking the time to have a chat to us. Really appreciate it.
Oh, Mike. Back at you. Well, let's do it again.
Oh, I'd love to.
Because I want to play more of your music.
That'd be great. We'll send you all our albums then.
I would love that.
We're getting a second album remix at the moment, so that was, Here Am I was a remix. Because we've got this new great producer, and he's been redoing our stuff, so it's sounding a lot better, we think.
Oh, that's really cool to be able to do that. And what's next for you? You know, what are you doing? You got some gigs coming up locally, or what's happening?
We got a gig next weekend at a local hotel here, which is like a really cool music venue. And we're about to start our fourth album. We're also creating a TV show as well.
Really?
So we've got quite a few things on our plate at the moment.
Well, that's great to hear.
That's great to hear.
You guys have a great sound. It's so much fun to listen to you. And what a pleasure to introduce you here to our Boston audience. Thank you again so much. This is Cosmic Landing live from Adelaide, Australia. It's 1:30 in the morning there. Robert and Vina, thank you so much. Really, really appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Pleasure. Thanks so much, Mike.
Okay, bye-bye. Go to sleep.
Cheers. We will.
Cheers.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, all right. Bye. All right, this is WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike. It's just about 10 a.m. On WMFO in Medford. We've got Larry Newman coming up in just a few minutes after this short set. I want to start off with some new noise. It's from a band that I've really started to take a liking to, not just because it's Bono's son in there. The band is called Inhaler, and the song is called Dublin in Ecstasy. This is new.